Yes, they will. I'm not so sure that's a good thing, though. I've always been a big fan of single purpose. And radios like that do one thing. They usually do it a lot better, that one thing, than otherwise. And I'm currently not set up on HF with anything. And if I set my stuff up, it would be QRP, 40 meters only. And of course, that's CW. I spent my first 35 years on HF, 10 meters and 40 meters only, and CW only. Many logbooks filled out. Now I got a number of them digital already, but I don't know. I don't think the rest are ever going to get in. But anyway, yeah, I'm no stranger to HF, 10 and 40 meters. And currently, I've developed a really liking for things with squelches. Microlink, UHF, VHF. I also do DMR, and that's quiet. Between transmissions, there's kind of not a squelch there, but it doesn't make any noise. It's just like having a squelch. If you got things set up right. And on that DMR, I have HD. That's all from an HD and a Elenco DJ-MD5. And actually, I've got that radio on in front of me here. And that accesses the network via a hotspot, which is here. In other words, the radio transmit on very low power to my hotspot, which from there accesses wherever I have that radio program to go. On the internet, of course, but well. Back to you. KA9SXH.
Yeah, I've got a little adapter, I think, Tigertronics, if I remember right. I'd have to look. I don't remember the exact name of it right now. So I can tie my old radio into the computer. I've had it hooked up before, but I've never really broadcast it or done anything on it as of yet. It was shortly after I got that my location and everything had changed, so I haven't really had a chance to put a full station back together yet, but that's in things to come, and hopefully that'll come up. I've still got my equipment. I gotta, get some new antenna, but well, I guess we replace those every so many years anyways. I had good luck with my last 2-meter antenna. That's still up north. I was using a Comet GP9. Everybody warned me against it, and I had nothing but good luck with it. And I'll crying out loud, that was 5 years ago, and that antenna was still working good. But here about 2.5 months ago, good, I raised it up this summer, not thinking, knowing I needed to drop it back down before this fall got here. Because where I'm at, where I live, the wind gusts get real heavy. And sure enough, it folded it over. It was my own fault. And hopefully it didn't damage the antenna. I haven't been up on the roof as of yet to retrieve it down and check it out. Yeah, but right before I come down to visit my gal here, I was getting ready to go up on the roof and ended up about a foot of snow. I don't know if you guys got that back here a little while ago, too. I couldn't believe we got hit with that much snow this early in the year. And there lay the antenna on its side.